think, like everyone else, in the beginning, you kind of do it all for free, just because if you're an unknown artist. But I think, from my experience, particularly where I've been with very, well, not dodgy, but dodgy labels, and their accounting is completely, you know, until you actually start seeing it for yourself and how much you're actually your record company is making from you as an artist. Because obviously their first premise is to recoup their advance. And often my advances have been so small that they're recouped very quickly. But then you get into the whole realm of them, things like MCPS, things like royalties, things like publishing, is where as an artist we can earn, we can do very well. But unless you're clued up in that respect, a lot of my friends don't have publishing deals, don't have a way of collecting their royalties. So they have money sitting in this void, and so they don't get access to it. And so I've had to learn the hard way. And I've had a succession of managers who've been terrible, you know, taking 20% of my earnings and actually doing nothing. A lot of the time I'm getting the gigs myself, doing it all myself, organizing it myself. And through just a lot of bad experiences, I've learned to be really hard. And I think you've got to be really tough in this business, because if you want to get anywhere, you've got to, from the very beginning, have your ground rules and not allow people to kind of walk all over you. And it's very easy. I mean, I've spent an hour chasing a promoter in a club to be paid, and she ignored me. I stood there and she said, "Well, who are you?"